What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune into You and the Law for legal information you can use.
Trumping sounds at decibels that cause your windows and doors to vibrate and become an annoyance are regulated under a legislation that is sometimes referred to as the Night Noises Act. Stay tuned to hear more about some of the regulations and fines under the Act on this week's edition of You and the Law. Glad you could join us. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Sounds that occur as a result of singing, playing, or sounding a musical or noisy instrument, or operating a loudspeaker or microphone or any other device used for the amplification of sound are regulated under the legislation called the Noise Abatement Act. The legislation controls the level of sound from both public and private premises, the use of loudspeakers at public and political meetings, and presumes that certain sounds during a particular period can cause annoyance. Under the Noise Abatement Act, sounds can be deemed to be causing annoyance when they are audible beyond a distance of 100 meters in the vicinity of any residence, hospital, nursing home, infirmary, hotel, or guest house. The same is applicable for sounds that occur from 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. on a Saturday or Sunday and 12 midnight to 6 a.m. from Sunday through Thursday. Public meetings are to conclude by 11 p.m. and political meetings at 12 midnight. The law also restricts noisemaking in the daytime.
A part of what we do when we respond is to go to 100 meters from either side or right around to see how much the noise is. If it is that it is excessive, then the police will ask the persons to turn the music down.
Senior Superintendent of Police Karina Powell Hood. If you intend to operate equipment to provide music for entertainment and it is capable of disturbing any resident of private premises, a written application is to be made to the Superintendent of Police in charge of the division where the activity will be held, requesting permission. This should be submitted no later than 10 clear days before the date of the event.
If the permit didn't exist in the first instance, you definitely would be prosecuted. So if you're playing it at 10 o'clock, it doesn't matter. If you don't have a permit, you will be prosecuted.
For persons hosting an event in, for example, a gated community, it is recommended that you notify your neighbors with a letter or note or memo. There are a number of penalties for breaches of the Noise Abatement Act. In the case of a first offense, the penalty for violating the public peace is a maximum fine of $15,000 or imprisonment of 3 months. For a second-time offender, the penalty is a maximum fine of $30,000 or incarceration of 6 months. After the second time, each repeat offense will attract a maximum fine of $50,000 or imprisonment for 12 months. Equipment which was used to commit the offense may also be seized. Additionally, if the operator of the equipment was requested to reduce or discontinue the sound and failed to comply with that request, that individual will be found guilty of an offense and liable for conviction. The penalty? A maximum fine of $20,000 or imprisonment for 6 months. Where a request to reduce or discontinue the sound is made because of the serious illness of any person or for any other reasonable cause, and the appeal is disregarded, a member of the constabulary force not below the rank of sergeant may seize and detain the equipment used to carry out the offense to facilitate an investigation, trial, or inquiry.
We would like to encourage persons as best as is possible, if you are going to have parties, to use areas that you are away from residents, because we get a lot of calls about the noise issue. Because while some of us want to party and make money, there are those of us who want to sleep. So we have to be mindful and try to balance that.
Senior Superintendent of Police, Karina Powell Hood. That's it for this week's edition of You and the Law. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Student Engineer Joel Samuels. Take care and have a great weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.